Hi, my name is Anita Foster, and I'm the Library Media Specialist at Autry Middle School in Kennesaw, Georgia.
Hi, I am Ingrid Hansen. I'm the Library Media Specialist at Lindley 6th Grade Academy in Mapleton, Georgia.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lori Quintana, and I'm the Library Media Specialist at Griffin Middle School in Smyrna, Georgia. And you are listening to
Overdue, Conversations from the Library. Now, this is a special episode tonight because you're going to hear background noises. We're just going to go in and warn you. We are live from Panera. And why are we live, Lori?
We are live because we want to give everybody the opportunity to join the conversation. But we are also live Twitter chatting for the @GLMA hashtag Georgia Lib Chat tonight.
We are going to have so much fun, and we hope you join the conversation.
Yeah, we're waiting.
One, our Twitter chat has started with @GLMA hashtag Georgia Lib Chat, and we're talking about leadership from the library tonight and how our library media specialists across the world lead from their libraries. We want, you know, all of you to share what it is you do to be a leader in your school and a school-wide effort. And so some of the questions we're asking tonight will be in alignment with that topic. But first, we asked everybody to introduce themselves with either a GIF or a meme or a leadership quote that inspires them. And so we're going to share some of the leadership quotes that our library media specialist responded to with this introduction.
Hi, guys. It's Anita. I am sharing Robbie Barber's. And her meme that she used says, "Before you're a leader, success is all about growing yourself. When you become a leader, success is all about growing others." And that is a quote by Jack Welch. Great one, Robbie.
So both Chris Cable and Ashley Sherman tweet,
"True leaders don't create followers, they create more leaders." I love that. And I absolutely love Nan Brown's, because Nan shared the same one I did. It says, "If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, become more, you are a leader."
Okay, so Lumi Baker said, "Successful leaders understand that true power comes not from exercising control, but from empowering others." Yeah, definitely. Fabulous quote.
OMG, everybody. We are having such a fabulous response to our Twitter chat tonight. So thank you to everybody who joined in and followed along and responded to share your ideas about leading from the library.
But Lori, if they're not doing it right now live and they're listening to our podcast, maybe they're not from Georgia, is it too late for them to join the conversation?
It is not too late for them to join the conversation, because you can record a 60-second response through Anchor, correct, Anita? Mm-hmm.
It is.
And so you can still respond at a later date after listening to our podcast. And we want to hear from everybody. So take the time to just 60 seconds and record your response so that we can share that on our Overdue Twitter, right?
Is that how we're doing it?
And podcast, absolutely. So our first question tonight, after the introductions, was, how do you think others view your role as a library media specialist in your library? So we're looking through all of the responses to this question right now, and Anita and Ingrid are going to share some responses with you.
I have one that really spoke to me. This is from Sandra Davis. She said, "Honestly, I'm not sure. I've spent the last year kind of figuring it out as I go. I certainly haven't felt like a leader or an expert, but as I learn the job, I'm gaining some confidence and I'm becoming more vocal about advocating for my kids and our space." Bravo, Sandra. And here's why I love this, and it really spoke to me. Do you know how many times I fumbled through something that I didn't know how to do something? Or do you know how many times that somebody came to me and said, "Hey, can you do this?" And I told them yes, and I had no clue what I was talking about, but we're in a job where we have to figure it out as we go. So that's one of the reasons why that one really spoke to me. You're doing an excellent job, Sandra.
So our next reply is from Chris Cable, and she says, "Interesting question. Often I am called in a panic to put out someone's fires, but I also work hard to build relationships so we can create engaging student learning experiences. I hope teachers see both parts as important." Yeah, Chris, I completely agree with you. I think a lot of what we do is putting out fires, but honestly, the bulk of our job is really creating relationships. It's creating relationships with our teachers. It's creating relationships with our students. It's bridging that gap between being somebody who serves teachers and somebody who teaches. So yeah, and it all comes down to relationships. So I completely agree with you, Chris, and it sounds like you're doing an amazing job.
I have one from Garrett Library Learning Commons, and I'm sorry, I laughed when I saw it. It says, sometimes we are the magical creatures who know all of the things. That is so true. Everybody thinks that we know everything, and many do not realize that sometimes we're faking it until we're making it. Or we don't like that. What do we like to say?
But as leaders from the library, I can tell you that we're resourceful. That's what our background is. That's what we...
Laura, you are just so much more politically correct than I am. That's what I meant. That's what I meant to say, for sure, instead of fake it till you make it. We're resourceful.
We're not just good at going and getting information from databases. We truly are a profession that is able to, seek out the resources needed for all aspects of the school-wide. I mean, we're leaders school-wide. We're helping teachers. We're helping students. We're helping our administration. We're helping parents. All of this from the library. And so I have my circulation desk is quite large in my library. And so I often say I'm going to put a customer service sign hanging down over the top of it, because I can tell you, with everybody that walks through my library, there isn't a question that I don't answer for them. And if I don't have the answer, I find it. And I also am so happy to jump in and help others with their projects.
You know what, Lori, I really couldn't agree more with you. And I want to just talk a minute about how that's just really who we are as people. Like, people come into our space and they are in need of something. They're in need of a book. They're in need of an answer. They're in need of help, but they're in need. And that's...
Whew. That's Panera for you. Thank you very much.
They need some help back there.
We're live.
But yeah, I think at the end of the day, we are definitely real. But if we aren't at the heart of who we are people who like to help others. And that's what makes us good at what we do.
All right, I have one more to read, guys. This one made me laugh, too. Paula A., love her. She says, how much time do you have tonight? That was her response. How much time do you have tonight? So, yes, we have plenty of time because we're here until 9 o'clock.
Hey, everyone. We're still moving right along. I'm looking at my responses for our at overdue lib chat or talk, I'm sorry, Twitter. And right now I have over 20 responses on this Twitter chat. And so I am definitely going back after the chat tonight to read everybody's responses, because I am so interested to see what everyone is doing and leading from their library. So moving on to question two, we asked our audience, how do you want others to see you in your role as a library media specialist? So we first asked, how do others see you? But we really want to know now, how do you want others to see you? And so we kind of flipped it a little bit, and Anita and Ingrid, we're going to share some of the responses that we're getting right now on the Twitter chat.
I have Ellen Adams' reply. She said, as a valued and respected colleague and an equal, someone who truly wants to support them. I totally agree, but when I read that as a valued and respected colleague and equal, my mind went to every time we have a professional learning day and all the teams go out to lunch and don't think to invite us. Come on, people. It's just an invite to lunch.
And there you have it. All right, so I was actually going to respond to Paula A., but instead I'm going to read her question. And she said, I would like others to see me as supportive, helpful, resourceful, creative, and as a team player. And you know what? Yeah, me too. You checked all the boxes. That is exactly what I would like to be seen as. So yeah, I couldn't agree more, Paula.
And I have Wendy Cope. Wendy has said that she'd like to be seen as, I love this, as a literary person who loves words, I'd like to be seen as the nexus of vertical alignment, cross-curricular teaching, and communication of school-wide initiatives. Heck to the yeah. Then she continues, there are only a few of us who see the bigger picture who are not admin. And that is so sad and true. And then Ellen Adams, did you read Ellen Adams already?
No, I was just going to, though. All right, Ellen Adams said, I want to be seen as a collaborative partner who does things with the team and just not someone who's going to do things for them. Yeah, that is definitely a challenge. And it's hard. It's hard to get them in to collaborate. It's hard to get them to come and play with you. And again, I think it just goes back to building relationships and finding that one teacher, right? Like, we just need that one teacher who comes in and just loves what we do so much that then they tell all their friends and so on and so on. So, yeah.
I also think, Ingrid, that this goes past our teachers as well, and looking at the students and them seeing us as leaders and coming to us for what they need in the school. But also, as part of it, the administration team, I really feel that library media specialists could be at the level of an academic coach or a position similar to that in the district, because we have so much to contribute to the school strategic plan. And so I would really like to see us pulled into more of the roles that fit with that as well. And then also the rest of the staff in the building too, because I feel like all staff in the building are educators. No matter what you do in the building, we're all there for the kids.
You know, and interestingly enough, Lori, I would agree with you. And I think that we come from a really unique position that we actually hear from both the teachers and the students. So we kind of hear people's opinions from all sides, in addition to the staff that is in the school. So we get to hear from everybody instead of just one individual group. And that certainly gives our opinion a bit of separation, a bit of distinction over some of the other people in the building.
I agree. And that was a conversation I had with my administrator this summer, was how do you see me in the building? And we talked about, you know, am I like a teacher? Am I a coach? Am I between the, here's where we figured out I am in between the administration and the teachers in a coaching type facility where I am working with everybody. And I love that. I tell people I have the best job in the world. I also have the best principal in the world. All right. So I want to read.
We're going to have that debate one day. On a podcast.
We're actually having that debate next week as we interview my principal. All right, so Aquarian Librarian says she wants to be seen as a rock star. Who doesn't? Okay. But she said, but seriously, I'd like to be seen as someone with expertise on books and reading. The more teachers I work with, the more that I do, the more the myths about the quote-unquote easy job and the quote-unquote fun stamping books persists among some of the old guard. That is true, and that's why we need to shake our buns down and no buns about it. Show people that we are leaders.
Alrighty, so we're moving on to question three with our audience for the GLMA. That's a tongue twister for sure.
It is.
Hashtag Georgia Lib Chat. And the question is, what are you doing in your position to change the view others have so they see library media specialists as leaders? So what are you doing in your position to change the view that you believe others have of you, but maybe you want them to view you differently? So Anita, what are some responses we've received so far?
Well, Christy Hart replied that she serves on her school leadership team and helps to write out our school improvement plan. Excellent, Christy. Tammy, Tammy Prevett, I hope I said your name right. She also said she's on the leadership team. I work at building relationships with teachers. I lead and am on school teams. I develop a close working relationship with my instructional coach and admin, and service at every opportunity. I totally agree, Tammy. Do you have any, Ingrid?
Okay, so Becky Nipper said, constant communication and participation in content meetings with teachers, leading sessions on instructional technology tools for the whole school. Also, I make sure I ask to be on the school leadership team. Becky, you know what? I completely agree with you. I think a lot of it is visually being there and having teachers see that you are participating and that you are showing up and that you are in the moment and you are there to help support and to work with them. So, yeah, great answer.
Here we go, guys. Here we go. We're on question number four. What can we do as a profession to help other library media specialists transition from a tight bun to a school-wide leader? Okay, so what was our topic tonight for the Georgia Lib Chat? Well, it was No Buns About It, Librarians Lead. And so we want to talk about that a little bit and what the tight bun librarian looks like versus library leaders today. And so Ingrid, can you share that with us? And then we'll talk a little bit about some of the responses to this question from our audience.
Well, I think that a tight bun librarian is somebody who is still subscribing to the concept of a quiet space that is, you know, is just pristine and every book is perfectly aligned and nothing is ever
because
late.
No one comes to check them out.
Okay, so yeah, that could be part of the issue.
Okay, so I had orientation today. I'm sorry, I'm just butting right into here.
Anita, I expect nothing less.
So today I had orientation and I told the students, I said, this is not a quiet CLC. That's what we call it. Y'all know that. This is not a quiet CLC. I said, I'm the loudest person in here, but then we've got to be respectful for those that are in here learning. If you do get too loud, I'll come and let you know. But I don't expect it to be quiet.
No, I actually had a teacher that I hadn't worked with yet who came in for orientation, and she said, wow, so before I brought the kids down here, I made sure that they remembered that we were going to a library and it had to be quiet. And I laughed and said, yeah, that's not my library.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's the definition, is just somebody who is stuck in the mentality that it's not a place for noise and growth and loud learning, I guess, for lack of a better term. So, Anita, why don't you tell us what it means to not be that type of librarian?
I think you have to be open to change. I think you have to have a space where everyone wants to come and hang out and read books if they want to read books or just hang out with their friends. And we're giving them a place to go, a place that has purpose, a place where they feel appreciated and loved. So I think that we've got to change with the times, because if we're not changing and evolving, then what's happened in other states like Michigan is going to happen in your state, whether it's Georgia or North Carolina. Hi, our North Carolina listeners. So, yeah, I think that we've got to shift and adjust and change with the times.
Right, because, I mean, how can we expect others to view us as leaders if we're doing the same things that we've always done? And so it's time to evolve our profession as school library media specialists, and it's time to take a look at what we've done in the past versus what we need to do now and in the future.
Okay, so I've got somebody who I'm excited to read their response to this question. The Read Woke Librarian, Cecily the Great, she said, we can share our stories and expertise, be approachable, hire more minorities, and never stop learning. Ingrid, do you have any that you would like to read?
Garrett Library Learning Commons said, Rome was not built in a day. It takes small steps, sometimes large leaps, to create change, as well as helping others to see our role differently. We need to give support, be a mentor, and more. Absolutely.
I agree 100%.
Completely.
You cannot change things overnight. You cannot change your program overnight. It takes small steps. I was explaining that to the students today that came in for orientation, and I said, see that sign over there? It says, what changes do you want to have done in the CLC? I said, you can write anything up there. I said, that's how we now have classic literature as a genre, because students several years ago requested it. That's why now you're allowed to check out 5 books instead of 2 books, because students requested it. That's why now you're allowed to have books for 3 weeks instead of 2 weeks, because students requested it. So we've got to listen to our patrons and see what we can do that's in that realm to make those changes.
Alrighty guys, I am like so excited. This has been like the best Twitter chat tonight, listening in on what we've been discussing here for our overdue podcast, but also reading all of the responses to our Twitter chat for hashtag Georgia LibChat, and there are so many responses that I am going to have to go home and just kick back and read them all. But for question five tonight, we asked our audience, share a leadership role you currently hold as a library media specialist in your school. And so we've really talked about the views and how we want people to see us, and you know, what we're doing as far as leaders in our library a little bit. But what are some specific roles? We want to know what some specific roles are that our fellow school librarians are doing from the library to be seen as leaders. And so this could be anything that you're currently doing in your position that maybe even above and beyond what your typical job tasks are as a school librarian, because remember, we're evolving. So let's see from Ingrid and Anita what some of our audience has responded to this question, because I really want to know what they're doing in their libraries. That's what Overdue Conversations is all about.
So Tammy Privet said, I am on the leadership team and a leader of one of our tech teams. These are my only official roles. But I think that's really awesome. And I think it's important that you are making the effort to stand out as a leader and to be viewed that way by others. So, wow, great job.
And I'm going to read the Aquarian Librarians again, number one, because I love the name. But number two, she's a great answer. I have no formal leadership roles or titles. I have just carved my own niche. Luckily, I'm not a shy lady. Honey, neither am I. Okay, I figure my media specialist title is enough street cred to get me into any meeting or discussion I feel I can contribute to. Amen. I love that. Yes, we have got to make ourselves available to go to these meetings. I absolutely love that. Great reply. Chris Cables, so much of our job depends on the vision of admin, helping a new media specialist understand and embrace admin priorities while professionally and passionately advocating for our own position is so important. Amen to that, Chris.
Alrighty, guys, so we're coming to the conclusion of our Twitter chat tonight, but we want to share our final question with you. It's a great one, and our final question is, what is the next step you plan to take to transition yourself into a leader in your school district? So I guess this question is super important because we need to like assess and do an analysis of our job tasks and then figure out what our first step is going to be after reading all of our wonderful audience responses to tonight's Twitter chat. So I hope you all take the time to do that and really support each other. That's really important in what we're trying to do for the advocacy of our profession. And so Anita and Ingrid, do we have any responses for our final question?
We do. I have one from Nan Brown. She says, speak with our content leads tomorrow about having PLCs rotate their meeting sites in our makerspace this quarter as I check in on digital citizenship lesson planning. Excellent idea, Nan. What I do is on Wednesdays is our CCC days, what we call them in Cobb County, but PLC meetings, and I go to them. That's one day my para is there and it's slotted. I don't have any classes on Wednesday. In the spring, when she's there on Wednesday and Thursday, I get to go to them on two meetings. So I get to go to twice as many PLC meetings in the spring. And it's a way for me to hear what they're doing, but also provide them resources that we have or things that maybe they don't know about or maybe lessons that I can teach to help them take something off of their plate. So excellent job, Nan. Okay, first of all, I just need to say, well, not first of all, because this is the end of our podcast. So in conclusion, I need to say that we're having a blast here. Panera's
first
ready
of all, this has been amazing, guys. Like, I want to thank my team here first at Overdue. I mean, we were simultaneously doing the Twitter chat and recording this podcast for y'all tonight. So we really hope y'all enjoy this. And, you know, jump on board with us because this isn't about us and this is about you. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to throw you under the bus, Paula. This is for you, Paula, because you know what your comment was in our email today. Girl, you're a leader from your library and you need to start sharing what it is you do in your library as well as everybody else out there, because this is what this Overdue Conversations is all about. It's about all of us. And so I want to say that. But I think Anita's going to let me do the burning question tonight.
I am, because she came up with it and it was so great. And I said, I could never word it as well as what you did. So here is our burning question for tonight. Now, remember, you can reply. There's a link on our Twitter page that takes you directly to the place where you can record your 60 seconds. Or I'm going to put it in the description of this podcast. So here goes. Over to Lori with our burning question.
Okay, guys. So what I really, really want you to do is take the time to read the responses from our hashtag Georgia Lib Chat tonight and see what our fellow school librarians responded to with these questions. And we want to ask you which question and which response inspired you the most tonight, inspired you to become the leader you want to be in your library or to be seen as in your library. And go on our @OverdueLib Talk Twitter page and just share that on our page. We'll post the burning question as well there, and just respond under the burning question with your answer, because I feel like we're all inspiring each other if we share what we do.
And I want to say this too. We don't have all the answers. There is no way. We don't have all the answers. We just have the voices.
Okay, hold on, Anita. I am going to argue with you about one thing. We do have all the answers. But what we do is we try things, and even if we fail, we try again.
Yes.
That's what we do.
And honestly, yeah, I want to jump on that bandwagon. I think at the end of the day, you know what? You have to... You sometimes just have to have the courage to fail. I can't even begin to tell you how many times I did something and it flopped horribly. And I was like, okay, mental note to self, don't do that again. That didn't go so well. You have to have the courage, to fail so that you can go back and find what does work and how to tweak it and change it and make it better. So, yeah, we all fail.
And share what you failed with us, with the school librarians that work with you every day across the state of Georgia, the nation, and globally, so we can help each other make it better.
And you know what? Sometimes if you're the only one trying to make changes in your district or in your school, sometimes you have to do uncomfortable things, rock the boat, or to make these lasting changes. So kudos to you for trying and stepping out there in faith. And we're here to help you along the way as much as we can. And we want you to be a part of this. So thank you to our listeners. We have just been so shocked at the overwhelming support that we've seen, not only in our district, but people from around the world that have reached out to us. Our podcast is like blowing up. Brazil, San Paulo. Hello. So thank you guys. And,
Thank you to our @GLMA President Holly Frelo and President-elect Martha Bongiorno. I hope I said your name right. For giving us this platform tonight to share what we're doing at Overdue Lib Talk through the Twitter chat from @GLMA. I can't get that one out, guys. But anyway.
You know what? That's because they type it in Twitter and no one has to say it except for us tonight.
So, and as always, we want to remind everybody that our opinions and views are our own. They're not representative of our employers, but they're great opinions and views, if I do say so myself, across the board with all school librarians. I think our voices are awesome.
And as much as I loved this episode, I cannot wait until next week. Because next week...
Oh, and if you didn't join us on Georgia Lib Chat tonight, you have to, because you'll get to see Anita loosen up her tight bun.
That's right. I had a tight bun and I loosened it up. But next week we are sitting down and having a discussion with my awesome administrator about what they look for in library media specialists and how library media specialists can lead in the school. So look forward to that one next week. This one's a little early. We're trying to post on Thursdays.
I'm just going to say that Anita's principal better bring it, because then I'm going to interview somebody really special in the future weeks, and I know he will.
Okay, oh, please. And y'all are like acting like I don't have a really fabulous principal. So, yeah.
I've just been with mine the longest. And
what's
so
important is that we're looking for principals who love their school libraries and support their library media specialists and the programs and the students accessing all of the resources in our libraries, because it's so important. We are important to student achievement.
So if you have questions that you want us to ask our administrator next week, please feel free to tweet those to us or message us in some way, or even go in and ask them on our Anchor app, and we will gladly ask him questions. No question is off the table with him. So thank you guys, and we look forward to talking to you next week.